This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group in Tampa, Florida, my Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as it does every show, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, and the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it, thank you, thank you, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And this hour of the program is being brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah, and they're going to be sponsoring the hour. If you're hurting an accident, if you need a law firm that understands the pressure you're under, give them a call 24-7 at 877-245-6707. Now, Kyle, I got to ask you a pertinent question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
What is Badakis Care?
Badakis Care. That is a good question, Captain. And we teased this in the chat room earlier. You know, and yes, we've been working on this. The crack research team of the
Captain's
America.
That's right. That's right.
Furiously been trying to figure
even
out.
Even Sue the dispatcher can't figure it out.
That's right. But what did Joe Biden mean when he talked about Badakis Care?
I'd like to know.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, as I said, we've been working on this, but we have found out, Captain, this is our conclusion, that this is a word that doesn't exist, and it is not found in the lexicon of any human language. So we're not, you know, we don't know what Joe meant, but maybe he will clarify it.
Maybe it's a code word for something in Scranton.
Could very well be.
Yeah, well, let's talk about what's going on here. Now, folks, you've got to vote. There is no more kidding. There is no more joking around. Early voting is over. Now you have to save your vote for Election Day, which many people do anyway. It's a tradition. But you've got to get out there. You've got to vote. This is the, I've said it before, but I mean it more than ever right now. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. And if you don't want to become Venezuela, if you don't want to become Cuba, if you don't want to become North Korea, if you don't want to become Communist China, then by God, you better get out there and vote, because that's where this country is headed sooner rather than later if the Democratic Socialist Marxists take control of this country, Joe Biden and company. Now, if you think I'm kidding, I'm not, Kyle.
No, you're not kidding, and we're not kidding. And, you know, Captain, you know, we've heard about choice elections, clear choices in the past. You could look at Reagan versus Carter, for example, an obvious clear choice. This clear choice has the ramifications that you're talking about, and I don't think that you're exaggerating those ramifications. You have people who want to get in power, who literally want to be able to change the United States fundamentally in terms of the economy, in terms of our relationship to government. They want to expand the court so that they can continue to get anything that they ever pass simply ratified by what would then be a Supreme Tribunal, not a Supreme Court, and the list goes on. And those words like socialism are there, Marxism are there. You have people who are true believers on this, Captain. That's why it's important for us to get out and vote.
Now, the president yesterday did 5 rallies. The last one ended about 1 o'clock this morning in Miami, Florida. And the electricity is shocking. The enthusiasm you see, folks, is real. Donald Trump rallies and supporters are being seen literally everywhere, while Joe Biden struggles to get enough people to show up at his events, and that includes even in a high school auditorium or gymnasium.
Well, right, and even to bring along Barack Obama, for goodness sake.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and you know, Captain, we hear about all the money that the Biden campaign supposedly is bringing in, but yet at the rally with Barack Obama, they had a couple of pickup trucks with some signs on the side and folding tables in front. And to me, it just looked like, well, they might have could have gone a little bit more out for something like that, but that may be beside the point. But again, you're not having a lot of people show up to see the former president, rock star former president, Barack Obama, really?
Yeah. Well, it's Trump over Hillary again. That's what we're seeing right now. It's George H.W. Bush overcoming a 17-point deficit versus Michael Dukakis all over again. It's the final days of Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter all over again, when all of America broke for Reagan at the same time because of the failed hostage attempt. And at this moment, if you're not blind, if you're not deaf, if you're not very dumb, it's clear that a majority of American voters, certainly in crucial swing voters in the battleground states, are breaking for Trump in the final days. And I can prove that in a minute when I tell you what's going on via Real Clear Politics. Now, I will tell you that it's all adding up to a Trump electoral landslide. We can't take this for granted. We got to get out there and vote. And I'm just not talking about the tightening polls, a few polls where Trump actually in the lead, or battleground states where Trump is outperforming his own numbers from 4 years ago versus Hillary. Here's an example for you, Kyle. West Palm Beach, very, very blue county. The Republicans have outvoted the Democrats in the early voting 2-1. Hold that thought. I know you're going, whoa! All right, hold that thought. And folks, we're coming right back with more. I'm telling you, I can't make this stuff up. It's right there in front of you. You're seeing it. And anybody that's saying, well, Joe Biden has a 10-point lead. Oh, no, he doesn't. Take it away, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood, and it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. This part of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor, have been for about 5 years now, and I take it because it works. Now, I have a problem with my left ankle and my left leg, thanks to the World Trade Center, where my leg swells up and pain starts in and this, that, and the other. And the only thing that I found, other than some hardcore narcotics that the doctor gave me for a few years to take care of it, is Relief Factor, because it helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates pain associated with exercise and everyday living, and Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which is all 100% drug-free. And this will support a healthy response to inflammation and decrease the discomfort you're having, too. Now, it comes in individual packets, very convenient to use. It supports healthy joints and muscles. And all you got to do is start with the $19.95 3-week quick start. That gets it all going. And you can just go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you'll be well on your way to feeling a whole lot better. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We got a caller on the line, and it's Mike in Clearwater. So good morning, Mr. Mike in Clearwater. What's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Professor. We're down to the nitty-gritty, and I just want to let people know that if you live in cities like Atlanta, Baltimore, Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and the list goes on, Seattle,
Portland,
I highly implore you to take the steps that you need to take to defend yourself, because I believe, and I know we've talked about this, and it's like beating a dead horse, but the level of violence that you're going to see when Donald Trump is reelected I believe is going to far exceed anything we've seen up to this point. It's very important that you take the steps necessary to defend your home, your family, mm-hmm. everything that you hold dear, because Captain and Professor, I'm quite frankly, I'm really scared. And I, you know, these people have already proved that they're unhinged. I'm going to even take one step further and say they're not thugs and criminals. They're terrorists.
There you go.
They're domestic terrorists.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And I just want Captain and the Professor to comment on that.
All right, we'll do that. Thank you, Mike. And by the way, Kyle, we talked about this a little while ago. They're not boarding up buildings and businesses in Washington, D.C. to keep away from the Trump rioters. They're doing it to keep it away from the Democratic rioters, the Antifa, the Black Lives Matter folks that will be out on the streets.
Exactly right. That is the precise reason. It would be so hard to find someone who says, I'm boarding this up because I'm afraid Republicans are going to burn down my business. That's mm-hmm. just not going to happen. It never has.
Now, Joe Biden could put a stop to this real quick, as well as Kamala Harris, by having a joint press conference and saying, look, we're in it to win it, but if we don't go out and tear down your cities and burn down everything that's in there. Don't do that. That's not the way we do things, and we do not sanction that. We do not authorize it. We do not whatever, because by the inactivity of the mayors and the politicians in those cities, they've created the mess they've got. Now, I do know that some of these cities are on a standby with the National Guard not very far around the corner, and they've activated police and extra units, and the fire department has beefed up their people, because I've been talking to my union brothers and sisters around the country in cities like Seattle and Portland, even talked to some folks in San Francisco, Chicago, and New York City, and I've been in constant contact with those people.
Exactly right. And of course, you know, Captain, given the scenario, the proposed scenario is that, of course, Trump is reelected and then the violence begins. Well, President Trump under that scenario might react very differently and more confidently,
yep.
let's say, to activate
yep.
the National Guard and do something yep. about that.
And why are they trying to do that? Why are the Democrats and the radicals trying to do that?
Well, they're trying to create chaos. And they're trying to create such a level of violence and chaos that they believe they would pick up the pieces and establish a new system.
Yep. And it all goes back to the 60s with Cloward Piven and the Cloward Piven strategy that brought on Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. I've been there so many times before, don't need to go there again. And oh, by the way, folks, tonight we're going to have an unofficial scientific poll. We want to know, did you vote? And if you did, who did you vote for? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or somebody else? But we want to know the answer. We've already got three votes, Trump. So that's where we're at the moment. But you can call us at 877-969-8600 and tell us, who did you vote for, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? That's what we need to know. Okay. Now, and Sue, the dispatcher's chiming in. Bring it on!
Well, you know, Captain, you know, she has a point. There's a lot of people who are just not going to stand for that kind of thing. Now, you know, they see things happening, as Mike was mentioning, in the cities and so forth. But I'm telling you, Antifa and other violence, agitators go into the suburbs, as they have said they will want to do. I think they will encounter a very different reaction from people.
Now, I want everybody to know about something I found out about. There is a very interesting story, and you may have seen it, Kyle. I posted up on my Facebook page for the group, as well as my other Facebook pages that are all pertaining to the Captain's America Third Watch and some other places, the Tampa Trump Club and some different Trump websites out there. But there is an electoral college map for 2020, Trump versus Biden, November 1st, made by the statespoll.com. Now, this is an average taking electoral votes from all the states and all the polling that was done as of about 9 o'clock in the morning yesterday morning. You ready for this?
Yep.
We'll start with Biden. Toss-up states for Biden, 0 electoral votes. Tilt states, Democrat for Biden, 0 votes. Leaning Democrat, 13 electoral votes. Likely Democrat, 13 electoral votes. Solid Dem in the bag, 190 electoral votes. What's that total?
Yeah, what is it, 216?
Yep, good guess. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to get more complicated. Going over to the Trump side, listen to the difference, folks. Solid Republican right now. Solid Republican in the polls. No doubt about who's going to win. No ifs, ands, or buts. 181 electoral votes. Likely Republican votes, 51. What's that total?
Let's see here.
232. Come on, Kyle.
Yeah.
Listen, if the power goes out, you want me there to do the math, okay? It's 232, okay? Biden's still stuck on 216, right?
That's right.
Now, here we go where the rubber meets the road. Leaning Republican. The following states leaning Republican as of all the polls that were done as of 9 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, were, and pay attention, Arizona. Arizona was one. North Carolina was another. Pennsylvania was another. Michigan was another. Wisconsin was another. Those were leaning Republican based on the average of all the polls where Donald Trump was ahead in those states that just gone ahead or tied or within the margin of error. Now that's 73. So you had 73 to 236, and you're over 300, right?
It's 305, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it is 305. Now let's go to tilt Republican. That means that they're leaning that way, but they haven't quite got that way, but the polls are within the margin of error.
Mm-hmm.
There's two states. One is Nevada, so pay attention, Nevada. You need to get out and vote. And the other one is Minnesota, which, by the way, yesterday went 2 points to advantage Trump.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So you add all those up, you've got 322 electoral votes for Donald Trump. And by the way, he winds up winning 40 states. What did I say was going to happen a while ago?
Yeah, that's right. 40 states.
So, oh, and by the way, I forgot Maine. There's a little, there's two votes out of Maine. He wins that one electoral vote in Maine. So he gets one and Biden gets one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, look at that. That's that would end up 322 to 216, basically. I mean, this is huge. And I can't imagine that Joe Biden wouldn't have to concede on election night with something that big. Of course, they're going to try to drag it out. Even the other day, didn't Nancy Pelosi say she didn't care what the vote totals were on election day because it's going to be down the road where we're going to get
That's where I'm going to go right now, but I think I'm going to run out of time because the number one prediction here is that Trump wins in a landslide, and even though the media is telling you the polls are tight, look around, Trump rallies happen to be packed. But if he wins by, say, 3 to 5 points and wins the popular vote, game over.
All right,
hold that thought. When we come back, we'll tell you some other scenarios here because you need to know all of this. But the main thing is you got to get out and vote. You got to get out and vote. And you got eyes, you got ears, you see what's going on. It's obvious. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 92 million Americans have already cast their ballot in early voting around the country, with Hawaii and Texas already eclipsing their 2016 overall vote totals. So what can we expect on Election Day proper? Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel believes Republicans will show up for in-person voting. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that a surge on Tuesday will bring a second term for President Trump.
We feel very strong that we have a surge coming on Election Day. We've also built the best ground game in history with 2.5 million volunteers and 3,000 staff on the ground. And we are contacting these voters right now, all weekend, through the next few days to make sure they turn out to vote. But he's exactly right. The margins are going to be based on that Election Day turnout. And Republicans will have a surge that day. We're gonna have that, and that's why we're gonna win.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Roos.
Oh, yeah. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah, the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah. Measure their success by only one thing, your success. And since opening their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients. Now, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Just visit their website, farrahandfarrah.com. FarrahandFarrah.com. All right, and back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana on the telephone line, and he already told me how he voted, and I'll tell you in a minute here. Good morning, Dan the Man.
You know, as I said off when we were down, Trump should have paid more attention to Illinois.
Yeah.
Because he's only down 8 there.
Mm-hmm.
He could have had a couple of rallies there. I don't know if the Illinois governor would have allowed it.
Probably I doubt it.
Pulled the Minnesota.
I doubt it. Mm-hmm.
But it's relatively close. And I think that the ethnic Catholics in Chicago, I think they're going to go Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to throw this back in Lori Lightfoot's face, the mayor of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
for all the rioting and looting that went down on Michigan Avenue up there.
Mm-hmm.
But the southern part of Illinois was always Republican.
Sure.
And it's pretty close. And Illinois is now the 5th biggest state, where Pennsylvania is the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So he could have probably won Illinois, lost Pennsylvania, and still been okay. But to have Barack Obama's home state in his back pocket mm-hmm. would have been.
Well,
the legacy of Barack Obama would have been gone.
Well, Illinois.
We've seen in Florida,
mm-hmm. Illinois is likely Democrat, not lean, not solid, likely Democrat right now, Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if the pollsters are doing their job there, but it would seem to me the polling data I see, it's within reach, or it would have been within reach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. For all I know, it still could be. But I think Illinois is going to surprise somebody how close it went to being Republican in this election. And I don't think it's been I don't think it's went Republican since 84 or 88. It's been a while. So it's due for one. But like I said, the southern part of the state's really, really Republican.
Let me bring Kyle into this. Kyle, you remember the conversation we had about the young voters that seemed to be turning towards Trump?
Right.
I wonder, Dan, you're at a college. Are you seeing that?
Well, you know, I've heard that, but since they came back, they seem to be all for Trump. I haven't met very many kids that have been Biden people,
mm-hmm.
which I hear on the media, social media, television, that they're overwhelmingly Biden people. But I think they see Trump kind of like the vigor of youth. I mean, all three of my kids, and I don't pressure them, you know, but they've all voted early and they've all voted for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see how this is, I don't know where they're getting this, but, you know, at a big university, 12th biggest in the United States, overwhelmingly, it's Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I really do believe that because, you know, the young people admire the fact that you've got somebody that's like their grandfather or that's out there just getting it done. And five rallies yesterday.
And he's not done yet.
No. Oh, no. He'll be out today, too.
Yeah, Florida. I think he's got three today.
Winds up in Michigan.
Yeah, that's the one.
Where he was the last time around. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I hope you're right. I hope it is 40 states. But I was just surprised at Illinois. He could have easily have picked that up, in my view.
Well, we will be talking during the night Tuesday because I'll be on at midnight and I'll be on until 6 o'clock in the morning. That's number one. And number two, we will definitely, I do believe, be able to call a winner Tuesday morning like we did the last time around when the magic number got there. And I said, uh-oh, he's done it. And then everybody else had to wait an hour and a half to do it because they didn't believe it.
Well, it's going to be late. It's going to be early in the morning because this is going to be record turnout.
Yeah.
So I think
it already is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
2 to 3 in the morning before mm-hmm. we know.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay. Talk to you after the election.
All right. Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I'm very buoyed to hear Dan the Man talking about, you know, the young people coming back to college and they're for Trump. And I'm not really surprised by that, only in the sense that I think the young people do see Donald Trump as someone who's being very vigorous, but compared to Joe Biden, who seems very frail and fragile, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then also, of course, they're looking to have opportunity. They want to come out of college, Captain, and have a great job and a great economy to go into.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first scenario that I see, the first prediction I'll make is that if Donald Trump wins significantly and he's ahead in the popular vote, which could happen, then, 3 to 5% advantage popular vote-wise and leading in 40 states across the country, and some states have been called because of the margin of error, this, that, and the other, and all that, then guess what? He'll win, and that'll be the end of it, and whatever will happen will happen. But prediction number two is the one that we're all thinking we're going to see. On the evening of November the 3rd, Joe Biden will not concede the election, even though the vote will clearly be for Trump. Because remember, Hillary Clinton publicly stated that Joe should not concede. So the seed's been planted in our minds to expect this. And because we're expecting it, we won't be shocked by it. But that'll also trigger the chaos to ensue, correct?
Well, exactly right. And I might add, too, Captain, that, you know, I think you might see a lot of people in different places that you would think would all be basically Democrat, but a lot of people are fed up with the Democrats, and they're going to vote.
Well, when they tried to burn down their cities and burn down their businesses and this, that, and the other and put them out of business, and they're still sitting in their homes and this, that, and the other, they're sick of that, and they're going to vote against these clowns. Watch and see. Now, a massive mail voter fraud is also out there, and we know it's there. It's going to try to create confusion, and the Marxists, a.k.a. Democrats, will insist that every vote counts. Here we go, because they know the Americans want to be fair, so that the Marxist Democrats will play on that. They'll cry, and they'll wail, and they'll plead over every vote that it gets counted, and they'll ask for the sympathy of voters, because my vote doesn't count.
Well, that's Saul Alinsky right there, Captain. Use against the very people that you're trying to bring down. Use their own system against them. And you're right. Mm-hmm. They will say, we haven't counted all the votes yet. But, of course, you know, that is a ploy that they're going to be using.
They don't care about anything other than absolute power. That's all they want, power. Because they got a whole bunch of things they're planning on doing, including changing the Constitution of the United States and making it the way they want. Now, because of the massive mail fraud ballots showing up late, elections are going to be delayed. We know that. We know the deception of Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, saying that if anybody tries to claim victory for Donald Trump, they're going to block the tweets, block the posts on Facebook. You heard that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so again, you know, here we go. I mean, people could claim anything they want to. It's supposedly a free country. I mean, people can express their opinion. I'm looking at the numbers. I think Donald Trump won.
Well, I'm going to be seeing it on the air. And, you know, if they don't want to see it in a post, guess what? We'll say it on the air. Because if we see a state that's being called for Donald Trump and the margin of error is there, then guess what? I'm going with it.
Well, right. And by the way, after the polls are closed, typically in the media, you don't make a call until after the polls.
Now, here's the important thing. This is the next prediction, number five. If the Marxist Socialist Democrats can't keep up the facade until December 14th, some states will then go through, because that's when they have the electoral votes, you know, when things have to be decided. Mm-hmm. They'll go to choosing not to follow the rules laid out in the 12th Amendment. Matter of fact, they may try to amend some things and change some things around for the Electoral College. But you can expect Nancy Pelosi to probably be all patriotic and concerned about the Constitution during the chaos, and she'll call for the governors to make some noise and for the people to stand up and demand the votes be counted and all that. And then you got Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who are going to intensify the burning, the looting, the murdering, even more than what we've seen to this point. We're going to see it, but our people are prepared for that. Our law enforcement is prepared. Our military is prepared. We know the protesters have been trained to instigate violence and the copycat wannabes that want to join in, but they are going to get it stuck right back to them. Watch and see.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, the American people as a whole, Captain, from all walks of life, from every racial group, the American people are not going to stand for violence and the attempt to essentially undermine or overthrow the system here in the United States.
Yep.
You know, they're just not going to stand for it.
And entering this final day before the vote, President Trump enters this or ended the polling week last week, with a job approval rating of 51%. Think about that for a minute.
Yeah, that's huge.
And his highest polling numbers were on the economy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. You want to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And remember, it's all about we the people here on this program, and we won't let you forget that.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia, and we appreciate her doing that very much. Of course, she's got the big old D&D horse ranch up there, stables at Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our friends in Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Well, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot Flying J Truck Stops and Travel Centers. And believe me when I tell you, you'll find out why they're the number one largest truck stop chain in the country when you pull in there to see what they have to offer. Because you can get in there, tell them you were listening to me, the captain, talking on the Captain's America Third Watch, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And then, on top of that, how about joining the Drivers Club and gathering the points you can for buying fuel there and for buying food and for buying things in the store, and then you can use those points down the line to save you some money when you buy some more stuff, or you can use it to get into the Drivers Club and take advantage of the things they have there. Now, we're going to get started with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we got a special song to start it with. So here we go with that one. And this one's a blast from the past.
Long can we last? Oh, baby.
falling fast. America the beautiful, God blessed us with this land. Let's set aside our differences and make America great again.
That's our buddy Bobby Palermo, and Bobby Palermo, Make America Great Again. That's back from 2016, and we thought we'd bring that back, a little blast from the past, because we're a little bit of inspiration here for the election coming up tomorrow. And this portion, let's see here, of the Captain's America Third Watch, again, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. I got to tell you what's going on, and Kyle, wait till you hear this one. You ready?
Yep.
A chilly air mass will overtake much of the eastern U.S. into Monday and Tuesday, along with areas of rain, while locally heavy snowfall is possible in the downwind areas called Lake Effect of Lake Erie and Ontario. Oh, boy. Now, elsewhere, temperatures will gradually turn warmer over the western U.S. into portions of the plains. Dry and gusty conditions will result into elevated fire weather concerns over parts of Southern California. Take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Right now, we're looking pretty clear on the satellite right now across the west and especially up in the Pacific Northwest. However, we're going to maybe see a change up in the Seattle area here as we get into the midweek. We may have some rain and some showers there. That's because the jet stream is repositioning a little bit north of the United States. Now, as we get into the end of the week and into the weekend, that is also going to change again. We're going to get some cold air coming back down into the western United States, especially up north in Washington, Idaho, Montana, and so forth. And so we're not going to see, I think, any rain in Montana maybe until about the end of the week, maybe Friday. But next week we could have snow. So we're going to have some unseasonably warm temperatures across the west right now. We still have an air stagnation advisory up in northern Washington right now. Also in the continued air quality alerts in the central part of California. But we're looking at some little bit higher temperatures than we had just a little bit up in places like Laramie. It's hitting 40 degrees right now. Missoula, Montana at 34. Butte, Montana at 35 degrees. And Phoenix, Arizona, for example, on Tuesday, on Monday, is going to be 90s. So they're still pretty warm right now. So we're not going to see, I think, a lot of changes until we get towards the middle and the end of the week.
All right, well, here we go. The cold weather starts in eastern Oklahoma and goes on east across I-40 all the way over to North Carolina to the Piedmont area of North Carolina. So you've got freeze warnings all the way across there. And then down south of there through the southern part of Oklahoma, southern part of Arkansas, you've got frost warnings. You've still got freeze warnings from northern Alabama all the way up through Tennessee. All of Tennessee is under a freeze warning tonight. All of Kentucky is under a freeze warning tonight. The southern tips of Ohio and Indiana and Illinois are under a freeze warning tonight. And you've got lake effect snow starting in Erie, going across I-80 over towards Snowshoe, and then north up towards the Buffalo area, but not quite to Buffalo yet, although it might be. And then you've got lake effect snow in the lee shore of Lake Ontario, which means all the way from Watertown, the Canadian border, all the way down to Syracuse and possibly a little further south down towards Cortland, it looks like, and then across I-90 over towards Utica, and then up all across the Adirondacks tonight, the northern part of New Hampshire and way up in the northern part of Maine, some of that snow is going up that way because of the way the wind's blowing off the lake. And that's what it does up there. High wind warnings all along the Atlantic coastline with southern Maine down to New Hampshire, down to Connecticut, Rhode Island, Long Island, southern New York, Jersey, then also the southeastern part of Pennsylvania and Maryland and Delaware. Wind warnings down there. Now, we got a caller on the line. Kyle's been being very patient, so let me drift on over. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Liberal Larry. I'm on the turnpike on my way to Daytona Beach.
The turnpike?
Yep.
In the high dollar lane. I'm telling you. Okay, what's up?
Well, hey, you're running a poll on if we voted or not, who we voted for.
That's right.
All right, so I voted last Tuesday. I got off work at 11 o'clock in the morning, and I kind of felt guilty about it because I was like, what if? So I just went to the Dade City Courthouse and did it. I voted for Trump. My wife voted for Trump. My mother-in-law voted for Trump, and we all voted against the minimum wage increase in Florida, and we all voted against that amendment where anybody can walk in and vote in the primary. I don't like that. I've been a registered independent for 21 years. If I need to change my status to Republican to go vote in a party, then that's how it should be. It shouldn't be. I think that destroys the integrity of the two parties.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can get malarkey with people setting up stuff I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I just didn't like it. But, I want to say something, too, about the tax collector in Pasco County, Mike Pisano.
Yeah.
You endorsed Biden, and we're going to remember that.
Mm.
And I'm going to leave you with that, but we're going to remember that, Mike. We're going to remember it.
Okay.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right. Thanks very much. And that's interesting because Pisano, I think, was a Republican, if I remember right, and he was he got term limited out here in Florida, and then he wound up running for tax collector up there and got elected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I guess we call them a rhino.
Well, exactly. I mean, and they make a calculation, I think, about that. But it's a bad calculation.
Yeah. And to Liberal Larry was talking about, we do have an unscientific poll here. We'd like to know who you voted, if you voted, number one. And number two, who you voted for. Was it Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or was it somebody else? I've got 15 votes so far, all for Trump. You can either text us a message via the chat room or you can call us at 877-969-8600 and tell us. Either way, we'll get it on the air, and there you go. Now, there's a lot of really good things going on here, and it's kind of scary in a way. But one of the things that came out there that was over-exaggerated was President Trump's followers surrounded a Biden bus on a Texas highway, and they were going to run it off the road. No, they weren't.
No, but it was a real demonstration of the kind of enthusiasm that the Trump voters have.
It was a photo op.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, but yeah, no, nobody was trying to run anybody off the road as far as we know. And, but again, you know, how else could they possibly frame that though, Captain? I mean, you know, I think they ended up canceling the,
Well, the FBI was investigating some of the people that were involved, you know, and all that. Hey, do your damn work and go out and investigate Hunter Biden. And by the way, get him arrested and throw him in handcuffs. Here we come. We got to take a break here. Folks, I'll be right back. Hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, coming back. Kathy, take us to the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.